This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on Store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
As stocks swan dive and coronavirus fears grow, President Trump today praising his administration's response, now being led by Vice President Mike Pence.
The vice president has also come under fire for how he handled a spike in HIV cases in Indiana in 2015 when he was governor.
Politically speaking, this president may have to reap what he has sown when it comes to the public's trust, or lack thereof, in the institutions built to keep this democracy healthy, pun intended.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The administration is caught. We're scrambling. We don't know what to do. That's the narrative. My first meeting with Congress face-to-face was probably 6 weeks ago on coronavirus.
Wow.
Why didn't you hear about it? What was still going on 4 or 5 weeks ago? Impeachment. And that's all the press wanted to talk about. The reason you're seeing so much attention to it today is that they think this is going to be what brings down the president. That's what this is all about.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
For them to try to take a pandemic and seemingly hope that it comes here and kills millions of people so that they could end Donald Trump's streak of winning is a new level of sickness.
He should not be near me when he says that. There would be a serious altercation. Don Jr. had better not get any place close to me. It would not be a healthy situation.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Nelson Mandela walked out of prison. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben Island.
Your campaign has come out since and said, no. You were separated from other people.
Well, what I meant to say was, I guess I wasn't arrested. I was stopped.
I'm a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous. In fact, I'm the president of that organization. Yeah, that's who I am.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I guess one question today is, will the President of the United States make a veiled reference or a suggestion to his supporters in the Palmetto State of South Carolina that, considering that it's an open primary tomorrow, maybe you should go out and vote for Bernie Sanders? I don't think he'll say it directly, but I think he might make a mention that, you know, you're not doing anything tomorrow. You're driving around and you go by your precinct. Maybe you ought to just, you know, stop in. I don't think there's going to be any lines tomorrow. I think he might mention it. I think he may mention it in passing. Again, it's going to be one of those veiled references.
Would that be election interference, though?
Yes. Maybe he'll just let Vladimir Putin handle it, you know, with something on shortwave radio from Radio Moscow. All right. You know, we've been waiting for a poll to come out in Massachusetts about the race, and all of us have suspected that Bernie had vaulted into first place because the Globe hasn't had any polls. Our suspicions are this afternoon confirmed. WBUR has come out with its poll. Sanders opens substantial lead in Massachusetts, challenging Warren on her home turf. The poll shows Sanders is the choice of 25% of likely Democrat primary voters, while Warren is in second place with 17%. The former mayors, Pete Buttigieg and Michael Bloomberg, are in a virtual tie for 14 and 13%. I'm sure that Bloomberg likes being compared to Buttigieg. You know, I mean, Bloomberg was the mayor of a city with 8 million residents, right? And Buttigieg was the mayor of the fourth largest city in Indiana. Okay. Joe Biden rounds out the top five at 9%. And incidentally, as long as we're talking about Joe Biden, we might as well get the other cut in. He did say today that he admitted that he was lying about being arrested. He got all confused, too. He said, I was with these black congressmen, you know, the CDC. The CDC. Okay. Okay. We've got it. But anyway.
Well, what I meant to say was, I got off that. Look, I strongly opposed the TARP apartheid. I was one of the leaders. And if you doubt it, go on joebiden.com and look at the exchange between George Shultz and me and the Foreign Relations Committee. And here's the deal. I was with a black delegation, the CDC, the Congressional Black Caucus.
The CDC. Okay, but he is campaigning down in South Carolina. You know, this is do or die for him. He's got to win tomorrow. And he made a rather strange comment about women. Well, just listen to it. Cut four.
I'll conclude by saying no man has a right to lay a hand on a woman for any other reason than self-defense. And I'm going to make the controversial statements I always made. If someone in this room got up, took off all her clothes and walked out the door, no man has a right to touch her.
Is that a controversial statement?
I don't know what that means.
This is like when Marty Walsh took a stance against racism, and I don't think racism is good.
Is that controversial? Is this where he goes? Like, does he get so nervous that somebody has to tell him, Joe, just picture everyone naked, and that's what he's doing? That's why he's making all these gaffes, because he's picturing everyone in his rallies naked?
It did seem like a stream of consciousness, like he was thinking about nakedness.
617 says, Elizabeth Warren is slipping in the latest totem poles. Got it? Totem poles.
Ha ha ha.
But Joe made a vow at the rally last night as well. Cut five.
Well, I'm looking forward to appointing the first African American woman to the United States Senate.
That's amazing.
He's running for the U.S. Senate. Now he's going to appoint women to the United States Senate.
You notice, too, how he's not, Taylor, and you'll probably notice this because you're pulling them, he's not trying to correct anything anymore. Because I think he knows that it doesn't really matter. So he doesn't even correct himself when he makes mistakes. He just keeps going.
I don't think he thinks that it doesn't matter. I just don't think he realizes what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, at the very end of that sound cut, when he's talking about not being arrested in South Africa, he says, if memory serves... And I thought to myself, if Joe Biden's memory serves, we're all doomed. We've all come unstuck in time. And speaking of becoming unstuck in time, you know, they're giving Mike Pence all this grief because he's handling the response to coronavirus for the administration. And, you know, they say he doesn't have any experience doing this. I mean, he was the governor of Indiana. He actually had a real job, unlike Joe Biden, who's never had a real job, or all the rest of them never had a real job. Maybe
he was a lifeguard. Howie, come on.
That's true. He was a lifeguard. That was the last real job he had. Now that I think about it, so in 2009, remember Ebola, or as Biden now likes to call it, Bola. Remember when Ebola was sweeping the African continent and there were concerns that it was going to infect the United States of America? Well, Joe, excuse me?
These comments that...
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. This was swine flu. Okay, this was... I'm sorry. This was swine flu. I keep getting them all mixed. The swine flu, MERS, Ebola...
Does he have a slang for swine? Does he have a slang for swine flu, or does he call it swine flu?
Okay, but this is swine flu. And so this is Joe Biden's experience in actually handling a serious situation and not yelling wolf in a crowded theater, as Nancy Pelosi likes to say. Cut number six.
I would tell members of my family, and I have. I wouldn't go anywhere in confined places now. It's not that it's going to Mexico. It's you're in a confined aircraft. When one person sneezes, it goes all the way through the aircraft. That's me. I would not be at this point if they had another way of transportation, suggesting they ride the subway. So from my perspective, what it relates to is mitigation. If you're out in the middle of a field and someone sneezes, that's one thing. If you're in a closed aircraft or closed container,
container, a closed car, a closed classroom. It's a different thing.
We're all going to die. Hide under your desk. Make a good act of contrition. Help! Help! The sky is falling.
I have a question for Joe. If a person sneezes in the middle of a field, do they really cause an infection?
I have a question for Howie. Is that Biff Buffington who's trying to give us a report on Corona? I got a little hint of Biff in that comment. Help!
Help! It infects polar bears, too!
All the peanuts are gone from the store!
Oh, help! Help! So even the Associated Press remarked on the tone of the vice president's comments. Cut 7.
The office of Vice President Joe Biden is backtracking from televised comments he made this morning on the swine flu outbreak. On NBC's Today show, he said he was advising his own family to stay off airplanes and subways to avoid the illness. Biden went beyond any precautions recommended by the U.S. government, but his office has since issued a statement saying Biden was only speaking about air travel to Mexico. An American Airlines spokesman declined to comment directly on Biden's remarks, but said the suggestion people avoid air travel borders on fear-mongering.
We're just talking about being separated from my family. You know, I misspoke. I was talking to the Congressional Black Caucus, the CDC, about this.
We're only talking about travel to Mexico. Don't go on those subways to Mexico.
8-4, and this was 11 years ago. He was still just regular. Below average Joe, not way below average Joe as he is today.
He was drowsy Joe, not sleepy Joe.
844-500-4242. We will take your calls in just a moment. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the Salt Air Inn Bed and Breakfast in Bar Harbor, Maine, just steps away from Acadia National Park. Call Matt or Christy at 207-288-2882. That's 207-288-2882. If you live in Attleboro, Foxboro, Mansfield, Medfield, Norton, Rehoboth, Seekonk, Sharon, or Walpole, please vote for Janet Lonergan Spinney and Jeff Bailey for the GOP State Committee. They will support President Trump. If you live elsewhere in Massachusetts and want to know who to vote for, please visit votereform.org. Votereform.org. Thank you.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but now with Roman, it can be. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction all from home. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Tom Brady remain with the Patriots this coming season?
I think he will. I know that the sports pages are saying probably not, and they're even promoting the bust-out quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, Mariota. He's the flavor of the day, but I'm saying Brady will remain with the Pats.
59% say he's going to stay.
What do you say, Grace?
Of course he's going to stay. Trust in Tom, TB12, Pats Nation. Of course he's going to stay. You think he could break my heart and leave? I don't think so.
He could break the bank, though. You know, he could do that.
He doesn't need any more money. You can't replicate what he has in New England. It's just never going to happen. He'd be a fool to leave. A fool!
Mick Mulvaney has done a good job here. He's the chief of staff, and he's been pointing out that they were attacking the administration for cutting back or stopping flights from China 6 weeks ago. They were basically saying it was racist. Now they're saying the administration hasn't gone far enough. This is just another example. Every day, almost, since November 8th, 2016, this has been the way it is. Whatever he does, it's wrong. He stops the flights, it's racist. Then they decide they can make more hay out of it by his supposed non-intervention in the crisis. So they say he's not doing enough. Here's let's play Mick Mulvaney, the chief of staff, cut number 10.
The reason you're paying so much attention to it today is that they think this is going to be what brings down the president. That's what this is all about. I got a note today from a reporter saying, what are you going to do today to calm the markets? And I'm like, really, what I might do today to calm the markets is tell the people to turn their televisions off for 24 hours.
Exactly. You don't have to turn your TVs off. Just turn off MSNBC and CNN. That's the reason. Cut number 9. Yeah, the other cut 10, excuse
Decisive.
Me.
The other. By the way, the last time that we enforced a federal quarantine was 1969 for smallpox. We did it over a month ago in this administration in order to prevent the further outbreak in this country. We took extraordinary steps 4 or 5 weeks ago. Why didn't you hear about it? What was still going on 4 or 5 weeks ago? Impeachment. And that's all the press wanted to talk about. So that while real news was happening, and we were dealing with it in a way that I think you folks would be extraordinarily proud of, and that was serving the nation extraordinarily well, the press was covering their hoax of the day because they thought it would bring down the president. The reason you're paying so much attention to it today is that they think this is going to be what brings down the president. That's what this is all about. I got a note today from a reporter saying, what are you going to do today to calm the markets? And I'm like, really, what I might do today to calm the markets is tell people to turn their televisions off for 24 hours.
Exactly. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, Howie. One of the highlights of the Obama administration was when he intentionally brought people over to this country from Africa that had Ebola. And remember when the woman got it in Texas, and then they had in the media, everyone thought it was such a great thing. Can you imagine if Trump brought someone here
right.
with Ebola?
Right.
What they would do?
The Democrats, did you see what Elizabeth Warren's plans are for dealing with the corona epidemic, whatever you want to call it? She wants to take all the money from the border wall appropriations and use it for coronavirus. I don't know what you would spend $10 billion on, but so how is opening the borders to let more people into the country who might possibly have coronavirus going to help stop the epidemic, Barbara?
The people they've all lost their minds. Really, we're watching.
Yeah, you know, you want to talk about an epidemic. It's Trump derangement syndrome. That's where it is. And again, I asked this question the other day of Kevin Frisbee, our financial wizard. I said, do you sense any panic out there on the street? The only panic I see is in the studios of CNN and MSNBC. And the panic is that they're not going to be able to defeat President Trump unless they can pull something out of their hats, some deus ex machina. And, you know, this week, it's the coronavirus. Last week, it was impeachment. Going back, Avenatti, Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen, the emolument. You know, go all the way back. This is just the latest great white hope to defeat, or great white dope to defeat Donald Trump. It's not going to work. 844-500-4242. And then those same channels, says 207, didn't even put on the news conference that Trump did the other night at 6:30. What is wrong with this picture? That's a good example, too. It was a pretty good news conference, wasn't it? I'm Howie Carr.
Did
Do you or a loved one have trouble hearing over the telephone or need to turn up the TV volume so loud that others complain or find it hard to follow conversations at the dinner table or in a restaurant? Let's face it, hearing problems can be embarrassing. That's why Hearing Help Express takes away the anguish and embarrassment of hearing loss. Better Hearing has never been so convenient and affordable with simple to use, hard to see, and easy to afford hearing aids and professional care delivered right to your own home. And the best part? Hearing Help Express cuts out the middleman, saving you over 50% and an inconvenient trip to an audiologist's office. Right now, Hearing Help Express is offering a free, no-obligation hearing loss information kit that includes a hearing assessment with special offers and discounts. I love their information kit and have taken the assessment myself. It's fast, easy, and informative. Call Hearing Help Express today at 800-353-5200. Call 800-353-5200. That's 800-353-5200. Use promo code Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And then these people are so transparent, and they are so gleeful. And that's the only way to describe it. They're just excited about the thought that, I don't think they really want anybody to die, but they're excited about the fact that any deaths, any epidemic, any economic downturn, anything that would hurt Trump, they want that to happen. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when the first person dies in the United States from coronavirus? I hope it doesn't happen. We all hope it doesn't happen. Well, most of us hope it doesn't happen. But they're going to treat it like it's the assassination of JFK. It's going to get so much play. I mean, it's going to be, you know, around the clock. Nancy Pelosi, though, says, you know, she has a warning for people if they want to take advantage of a crisis situation. Cut 16.
The Constitution does not say that a person can shout, yell wolf in a crowded theater.
Wolf in a crowded theater. But that's exactly what they're doing. They're crying wolf in a crowded fire, in a crowded, the real quote, of course, is fire. 844-500-4242. And then we have Chuck Todd, F. Chuck Todd, the former flack for Tom Harkin, the stolen valor Democrat senator from Iowa, whose wife made, I think, $3 million working for Bernie Sanders in 2016. Now it turns out that he and his wife, flush with all their profits from his hackery on Capitol Hill and her hackery as a political so-called consultant, they own a lot of real estate in D.C. And one of his tenants for years and years was none other than Amy Klobuchar. He never mentions that his wife worked for Bernie Sanders or that Amy Klobuchar was his tenant for many years. But now he's all excited. Oh, he's practically salivating about how the public is going to turn on Trump over coronavirus. Cut 13.
Politically speaking, this president may have to reap what he has sown when it comes to the public's trust, or lack thereof, in the institutions built to keep this democracy healthy. Pun intended. We are in a case where you reap what you sow. He spends a lot of time bashing institutions, and now he's quite wondering why people are questioning him. He should look in the mirror.
What is the FBI handling this epidemic? Is the Justice Department, the CIA? Why would he trust any of these agencies that tried to frame him? What a fool! On top of everything else, he is not an honorable person, and he's an idiot. On top of that, if only these people were as bright as they perceive themselves to be. 844-500-4242. 508 says, I once yelled rat in a crowded Boston garden. Ugh. Yeah, I got some stories about rats in the old Boston garden myself. So does everybody who was ever there. Mike, the Lyft driver, says, I listened to MSNBC all day yesterday. All they give is you is gloom and doom. It's what they're best at. Yeah. And CNN gives you doom and gloom, too, but they're not as good at it. That's why their ratings are lower than whale excrement. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I just listened to you talk about Chuck Todd there. Boy, they never like to bring up Bernie Sanders after he had his heart attack. He didn't go run into some third world country or Venezuela to after his heart attack to take care of, right? I mean, he stayed in America with our health care. I mean, it's the same as when they come out to attack Mike Pence. I mean, for no reason. It's a hypocritical. I mean, he was the governor of Indiana. And like I heard today on the radio, I'm so glad someone come out in his defense. Because every time someone brings up Mike Pence, it's always homophobe or oh my goodness, he's a dinosaur. This man, we are blessed to have this man as a vice president.
Yeah, and he was the chief executive of Indiana, and they had a couple of these epidemics and problems. And how about Nancy Pelosi? She says, well, he shut down a Planned Parenthood clinic, so he's not prepared to preside over the task force. Wait a second. What does that have to? So he helped shut down or defunded a Planned Parenthood clinic where babies were killed, and somehow he's not, that shutting down a Planned Parenthood clinic makes him unqualified to save lives? I don't think so, Madam Speaker. Thanks for the call, Alan. Barsha, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barsha. Is it Barsha?
Yes. Hi, Howie. This is my first time to call. I'm a teacher in New Hampshire, and I'm glad to be on break because finally talk to you. I just wanted to make a comment when you were talking about Elizabeth Warren and the money from the border to stop the coronavirus.
Right.
Have you noticed there's a certain popular insurance company with a green reptile spokesman that's recently introduced another character, Pinocchio? Have you noticed how irritating that voice is and the strange resemblance to the identical Elizabeth Warren voice? Have you really noticed that?
No,
she stands on stage and just goes on and on, and I wish her nose would grow. I really do.
When I see that Pinocchio in that Geico spot, I think there's so many politicians. It just depends on who I've most recently seen. Sometimes I immediately think of Chuck Schumer. Other times, Adam Schiff. Could be Tal Duval, Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts. Could be Nancy Pelosi.
When I look around this Democratic field, all I see is untapped potential.
And then he turns around and busts the window out of the car. Yeah. No, that is a good point. That's a really good use of Pinocchio that Geico has done. They have very good ads, and they've expanded beyond the lizard. Thanks for the call, Barsha. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I want to mention that the term Trump derangement syndrome has been way overused. We've got to start talking about these people in terms that are clear and accurate. These people have a completely abiding faith in the Communist Manifesto, and they have a complete willingness to do anything they can to advance that agenda. That's lie, cheat, steal, whatever is necessary.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill Barr made a good speech to the Christian broadcasters in Nashville, Tennessee on Wednesday, and he was talking about how one of the big problems in the United States in the last few decades is the decline of religion and morality. And he said there are no more ways of personally governing oneself. You know, if you believe in an afterlife and you believe that there will be a reward or a punishment after death, and that there are certain higher powers that are watching in some judgment about what you do, you will behave in a more civilized manner, a more moral manner, a more honorable manner. And that's all, as that's declined, as religion has declined in the United States, We have just we've lost that that brake pedal on our personal behavior, and now you just have Bernie Bros. I mean, the logical extreme is Bernie Bros. It's Antifa. It's people that are just totally out of control, just demanding free stuff, and that's the big problem. And everybody you see on network TV, I mean, they all claim to be religious, right? They all say that, oh, I believe in a higher power, but no, they don't really. You can tell by their actions, ye shall know them. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe. Oh, I don't see. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's see. I thought there were. Okay, sorry. Richard. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Howie. My point is this. I was a financial professional for a number of years before I retired. The markets are not in a panic. They're simply rationally discounting a fundamental reality, which is that worldwide GDP is going to have at least 1% knocked off it because of sane steps that are being taken to contain the virus. Hyundai announced yesterday they're closing a plant, not because they think the world's population is going to be wiped out. It's because they're doing something smart to try to contain the virus. It is going to have an effect, and the market is simply discounting it. It's not in some kind of hysterical panic here.
Right. Well, I also think, don't you think also that the markets have just said, you know, everything that goes up must come down, and this is a good excuse to take some of the winnings off the table?
Howie Carr, that is an excellent point. The market has been waiting for an excuse, and I said to myself, you know, if it wasn't this virus, the market would have found some other reason to be going down, maybe not with this velocity, but yes, that's an excellent point. Good for you. You're right.
Yeah. Now, I've seen it go up and down, and you know, and again, we're going to talk about this in a little while, but you have to just stay diversified. That's the only thing. I mean, this had to happen at some point, and you have to, like the Boy Scouts used to say, be prepared. That's all. Thanks for the call, Richard. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of The Howie Carr Show. 207 says, how does Joe Biden dare rally in a closed-room gymnasium and take the chance of somebody sneezing? You know, that's a good question, 207, but if you look at those rallies that he's having inside the closed room, closed door gymnasiums.
They might as well be open fields.
Right. There's not a lot of people there. You know, it's you know, when he packs a rally, you know, there's maybe 200 people there. That's it. And, I'm telling you, there was a new poll that came out in South Carolina today, and he's only up 4 points in this poll. I know some of the polls he's up by 20 points, but I'm not sure that I believe that he's up by. I don't believe he's up by 20 points. And again, it's going to be interesting to see how President Trump brings up the fact that there's an open primary in South Carolina, meaning that whether you're registered as a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, you can still vote in the Democrat primary tomorrow in South Carolina. And the local Republican organizations have been encouraging people to go in and vote for Bernie. And I don't know how much success they're going to have, but if it's a pretty low turnout, and the Democrat turnouts here in these first three states have been pretty lackluster, you know. Not going to take a lot of Republicans, considering there are twice as many Republicans as there are Democrats in South Carolina. Trump won the state by 14 points in 2016. It's not going to take a lot of Republicans to flip that primary to Bernie. 844-500-4242. So, let's see. If someone says if you think the market's taking a tumble now, what if Bernie wins? Yeah. You know, I noticed when he won the New Hampshire primary, I think that was right before coronavirus really started spooking the investors. And what happened was when he won, the market went up like 200 or 300 points that day. And I always thought that people were excited. And they said, yeah, the more likelihood that Bernie wins, the more likelihood that Trump will remain in office for another 4.5 years. And that'll be good for the markets. 844-500-4242. Now, we've heard from, Dr. Pelosi, and Dr. Schumer and all them. But, we also need another specialist to check in on this, and that would be AOC, the leader of the squad. And yesterday we were all impressed that she knew the word cusp. You know, that didn't seem like an AOC kind of word, even though she does have that big BA from Boston University. So today, though, she has a problem with another word. Cut 15.
I know it sounds banal, but one of the key parts to preventing transmission is washing your hands and not touching your face.
Banal? I believe it's banal. And incidentally, that cut goes on and on. And every time she says, don't touch your face, what does she do, Taylor, when she says, don't touch your face?
She touches her face, adjusts her glasses. Flips her hair back. A lot of hand-to-face, head-area contact.
Right. I wonder if she made these comments before the word came out of Hong Kong that a dog had come down with coronavirus. Because I wonder what this is going to mean for her relationship with her beloved French bulldog, Deco.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Yes, a very, very talented dog. 844-500-4242. Just want to mention, speaking of dogs, Diana Sarah Carey will not be down for breakfast. She was known as Baby Peggy in silent films, a child star. She died at 101. She may be the last, she may have been the last surviving child superstar of the silent film era. She began with Century Studio. That's 20th Century Fox. They became 20th Century Fox. They cast her in 1921 as Baby Peggy. Do you know who her co-star was? Taylor, I know you like the old stuff, but I don't think you know this one. Who was Baby Peggy's co-star in those three reelers?
No idea.
Brownie the Wonder Dog.
Also deceased, I'm assuming.
We're not going to allow anyone
to take... Unless Brownie was really a wonder dog.
We're not going to allow anyone to take Brownie the Wonder Dog in the next death pool. No, but he... I don't think that she is the last surviving star of the silent film era. I think there are at least two left. Me and Nancy Pelosi. You know, we've sat there at... In her case, be at the State of the Union and me at a congressional hearing and said nothing and made faces and generally behaved like jerks, never uttering a single syllable. So maybe the child stars are dead, but some of us are still around. 844-500-4242. 617 says, does Biden have the endorsement of the CDC? See, when you get to be as old as Joe Biden, everything kind of runs together. You know, he's thinking about his handling of the swine flu crisis and the fact that he lied about going over to South Africa with the black congressman. And so he just kind of churns it all up, and it comes out as, I was with the CDC in South Africa. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.